Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What's going on, fam? So I'm going to read you a quote that I posted on Instagram that I believe it is the most important piece of content that I have ever posted in my life. And it is the thing that if you are serious about your life, that the understanding of this will bring so much clarity and awareness and just so much direction if you can really allow these seeds to be planted. And they will inevitably grow as you grow, as you continue on your journey and go through your experiences. And when you see things for yourself, this will make so much more sense. It will make more sense to you as you continue on your journey to clarity and awareness. So let me stop building it up and just read it. So I posted this on April 18th, 2024. A lot of your confusion, stagnation, and unnecessary problems come from the fact that you've settled for and associate with the low-hanging fruit. The caption on this quote is that elevate your standards and increase the quality of your life. Low-hanging fruit may seem tempting, but it leads to a plateau in progress rather than upward momentum. This is the most important piece of content that I have ever posted when it comes to clarity and change. This is it. This is the thing that will 1000% change the course of your life. Look at your circle, look at your environment, look at your partner, look at your clothes, your home, the food you eat, what you consume, the conversations you have. Look at the quality of it all. Everything will start to make sense. Do you understand? There are layers and layers of problems that is stacked up to one's brain that come from many different things. It starts with avoidance. It starts with neglect. It starts with ignoring what it is that you need to do in order to get to where you have to go. Avoiding the conflict. Avoiding the important decision. Refusing to take risk. Refusing to bet on yourself. Choosing to stay stagnant. It's a lot of work, fam. It's a lot of work to stay in the same place. It requires so much work to maintain a very minimum position. It takes a lot of work because there's so much problems. You're so close to not even zero, negative, 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 negative. You're so close that anything you do, you sleep in one day, you talk to the wrong person, you make one wrong turn, and your whole foundation crumbles because you're so close to zero. There's very, very, very little momentum in life, in business, in relationships, in all areas, in just your overall quality of life. So any little thing, if the wind blows a certain way, it can just knock down everything you got going on. Your whole empire can die on a windy day when you live life this way. Excuse me. So you're avoiding these things. This is the process of a mind. Follow this process. Just listen, man. Just listen. Avoiding these, the decision, avoiding conflict, avoiding adversity, avoiding the failure, avoiding what it is that you need to do to level up. So then you fight hard to stay the same. You do your best. You try your best to stay in the same position, because once you are clear from the unnecessary distractions that you choose to have in your life, two things happen. Number one, you have to make the decision. You either do it and then you level up, you walk through the door and you level up, or number two, you invite more problems into your life. You invite more things to focus on that don't actually matter, because that takes your attention away from walking up the steps and through the door to the next level. It's like, okay, I'm clear off of everything. I'm clear off of everything that's in the way. Now I have to just make this decision, or I have to do the thing that I've been saying I want, I need to do, or the thing that I know I need to do, right? The thing, the decision that has to be made 100,000%, I know I have to do this thing. And one who's fighting hard to stay the same out of fear, out of complacency, out of just pure, just being a low quality human, human being, being broke-minded, just being a overall loser. One decides to say, okay, I'm not going to do what I need to do. I'm not going to do what's best for me, so I have to maintain this position. I have to fight hard to stay in this position. Then the wind blows again, and then everything crumbles. And it's kind of like a blessing in disguise when people have this mentality, right? Because it's like, oh, you see, I can't walk through that door because here's the reason. Here's the scapegoat. Here's why I can't make the important decision, because the wind blew in a certain way and it was a natural disaster. And now I'm back again in the position I was in. Ah. Again. A lot of things are common sense. A lot of things can be taken care of step by step. Clearing things, open tabs in your mind, clearing these things so you can get to that next level. It's very clear, right? When you really want it, it's very simple. We all know what it is that we need to do. Most people are just choosing not to do them. When you have these layers of problems that are pulling you in so many directions, and you allow this to roll on to the next day, and you're trying to maintain this low quality position that you're in, this low, just this low level, bare minimum mentality, bare minimum life and how you handle things. You're the punching bag of life versus being the problem solver, being the one who, the producer, being the one who thrives and grows and continues to take on the challenges. When you have all these layers of problems that you've allowed to roll on to the next day, you're now stacked up. You're backed up with so many things that are consuming you. Whether you keep it there on purpose, whether it provides some sort of drama and entertainment for you, whatever it does something for you, because you keep it there. If you don't want it there, it doesn't have to be there. But it's filling in a void. It has its purpose. I hope you guys are following. If you're not following, rewind it, restart it again so you can understand what I'm saying. Follow this process. Everything in your life has a purpose. You keep everything in your life for a purpose. You do everything for a reason. It's not by mistake. There's reasons why you do everything. There's an attempt to solve a problem. If you look around, all the things you're doing is an attempt to solve a problem, attempt to fill up a void, attempt to get entertained, be distracted by something. And the question is always, why? Why do we choose that? Why do you want that? Why does that make sense? Again, a lot of this stuff is very common sense, but common sense nowadays is not common. People have been saying that for decades, for centuries. And if you can see yourself and study yourself and take it one by one and you understand, okay, this is in the way. This is stopping me from creating so many different opportunities. So let me just go one by one, one by one. But with these layers, and you continue to add on these layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to move forward. No matter how much you believe, no matter how much you have this hope, no matter how much you run away from what it is that you need to do, when you stack up these layers, it's almost impossible because there's a choice. It's a choice to not put an end to these things that are in the way. Why would one choose that, right? Before we get into that, I want to talk about where I came from. You know, who is this guy? Who's Anthony Minaya? A lot of you have been listening to me for a very long time, so you know my backstory. You know where I come from. You know, at least you know a few things that I've said about my past experiences and how I grew up. For those of you who don't know, born and raised in the Bronx. Born and raised in the Bronx, New York. And growing up in a very low quality environment where there's unnecessary problems. There's roaches all over the walls. There's mice around. There's cracked floors. There's just a lot of carelessness is what you see when you live in a just a poor neighborhood, right? Which over time, people start to develop, you know, changing the stores and looking to make it higher middle class and looking to at least make it where it's desirable enough that people can move away from Manhattan and live in the Bronx now, right? I was in New York a couple of weeks ago and, you know, it's different. It's different now, right? It's still the same energy, still the same vibe, but it's different. You can see the attempt to want to diversify and bring in new people and new stores and new opportunities and, you know, things like that. Growing up, you know, just being born and raised in this environment, you start to see things. You start to hear the quality of the conversations. You hear the people that, you know, the people who are supposed to be your friends, and you see what happens with that, and you see the relationships you get involved in with the quality of women and the quality of men in this environment that you are wanting to supposedly build a life with, and it there's a surprise. Wow, it ends in disaster. Why is that? The education system, when you walk in, you see the quality of the education and what they're teaching and what they prioritize and the mindset of the teachers and the mindset and philosophy of the people who are supposed to be leaders, right? And you're just born into this environment. You don't really know, right? Because you're a kid and you're born into it. You're learning the world. And there's a lot of missing pieces. Depending on who is the leaders in your life, there's a lot of missing important information, right? Important information about philosophy, important information about how the world works and how to create opportunities or how to take advantage of opportunities or being around the right circles. It's more so survive to the next day. It's more so we're victims. It's more so, hey, look, like we're just in an unfortunate situation. We're doing the best we can with what we have. It's just is, right? It's like, well, I'm just not walking down that block because there's people who are going to rob me. So let me just not walk in that block. I'm going to go the other way. And then it's just nothing in the mind says change it. Nothing in the mind says, yo, we got to get out of here. It's just like, oh, I hate this place, but can people like me do it? Very limited goals, very limited perspective, very little hope. Just a lot of escape routes. You know, a lot of escape routes. Hey, do this drug. Hey, drink this. Hey, just blast this sad music at 2 o'clock in the morning and drink some vodka and you know, get into it. You know, you're blasting this music and you're growing up in the hood. You're blasting the music and, you know, and you start crying and drinking your life away. And then you see people selling drugs. You see people doing drugs. You see people getting the people, you know, go to jail. Your friends go to jail. You know, you see somebody die that, you know, oh man, that guy got killed on New Year's. It's a true story. I'm not going to say names, but, you know, someone we used to play football with. Got killed in New Year's. We're playing a football game and there's fights being broken out on the field. And it's like, damn, dude, this is how you just grow up. You just accept it. You know, kids wanting to start problems in the projects across the park, just wanting to start problems just because this environment is just saying, like, it's just this environment, right? And the entire culture, the household, the education, this area is very, very limited. So this is where I come from, and I understand those things, and me struggling with those fears and those insecurities because of these limitations, not seeing any inspiration, not seeing anything around my circle that's motivating me to really want to make something happen. Everything is just like, okay, this is just what it is, man. We're just, this is just what it is. This conflict, this anxiety, this fear. I'm afraid to go to school just cause, and there's nothing I can do because what school am I going to go to? It's all the same thing. You know what I mean? It's all the same thing. It's just this whole experience. It's very uncomfortable every day. There's anxiety, there's fears every day. And then there's unnecessary problems within your own family because there's no structure and there's no honor. There's complacency to the highest level because people have already quit on themselves. Now, if they're not looking to move forward, it's like there's just unnecessary problems and drama that happens for entertainment. A lot of backstabbing that happens due to just, again, not having morals and principles. Go listen to the episode about escaping the low quality environment. I dive into that more. But I'm just breaking this down so there's no confusion. Like, this is where I come from. And how did I get out of that? Well, I saw a video. My brother presented this video to me. And he showed me this video. He showed me this opportunity, showed me this book. And, you know, he showed me a guy named Jim Rohn, who he says, walk away from the 97%. Don't use their vocabulary. Don't use their excuses. Don't use their method of drift and neglect. Won't even walk around the block for their health. Won't even eat an apple a day. Won't even take the time to refine their philosophy for a better life. Walk away and join the 3%. And how can you watch that video or listen to those words and For some people, it hits. For some people, it just goes right over their heads, right? For me, it hit because I'm just looking at this. It's common sense. This shit sucks. This environment sucks. I see the future of those who are in front of me, those who are 4 years ahead of me, those who are 5 years ahead of me, being the youngest out of those around me. I'm looking at their life saying, yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not going down this route. Yeah, I'm not doing this stupid decision that these people have done. Okay, cool. I'm going to make my own way. I heard this life-changing information and I committed my life to it. And I said, I got to learn this stuff. I got to understand, wow, there's people out here really making it happen. You can really do this. Then I went to a seminar. The guy said, yeah, I dropped out of high school. I became a millionaire. And I look around. I said, how the heck is that possible? Like, how is that? I'm in high school right now. How is that possible? I'm about to graduate high school. How the heck this guy? So that's possible? Imagine being 18 years old and you're not really understanding that it is possible. Like, wow, wait a minute. There's somebody out there in the world that literally said, hey, I dropped out of high school and became a millionaire. Okay, how did you do that? What happened? And he's like, oh, well, it took me 5 to 10 years to do it. I'm like, okay, wow. So it's possible. How is it's about the person that you become. Okay, who do I need to become? Who do I need to be to get out this environment? Wait a minute. So there's a different philosophy. There's a different culture. There's a different lifestyle. And I committed my life to it, right? Then I started to study myself. I started to see myself. I started to see the kind of people I hang around. I started to see the foods I was eating. I started to see the quality of my conversations. I started to read books. I started to change the circle. I started to do what it took. And then during that process, the people around who, again, who have settled, who feel your growth, who see you growing, they can't watch you grow. It's very difficult to see you grow. So again, I broke this down in that episode of escaping the low quality environment. But it's all part of the story. It's all part of what I'm talking about in this episode right now. It's that when something hits and clicks and something makes sense and you hear these words and it's like, wow, and there's true interest and there's true love and care for yourself, there's curiosity. You want to get out of it. How do I get out of this? How do I start making right decisions? How do I start doing what's best for me? How do I start reversing these things and actually doing what it takes and making the sacrifices? To me, that makes a lot of sense. But when you're fighting hard to stay the same, when you've already committed to the story and the image that you've told yourself, when you've already just stamped it within you that this is just who you are, and you're not looking to elevate, then you're going to fight hard to stay the same. And whatever position you're fighting hard to stay in, that's a hard life, man. That's a tough life. The wind blows a certain way. There goes your empire. It's like people fight hard to get healthy, but once they're healthy, they do nothing with that health. So then the inevitable kicks in. You get unhealthy again. Wow. What happened? Well, you didn't give yourself to anything. You didn't commit to anything. You wasn't all in. You didn't give your life to anything. So, you know, with these layers and layers and layers of problems, these layers and layers that continue to stack due to neglect, due to not wanting to see it, not wanting to go through it, it just makes sense how all of your problems are self-made. All of your problems are there because you want it to be there. Now, think about this. Regardless of what it is that happens to you, you have the ability to adapt and adjust. You have the ability to control how you react and respond. You can make adjustments. How you listen to this information is more important than what is being said. How you listen to the information, the angle in which you are receiving it, it's more important than what is being said. Because I could be dropping the gems and you're just, oh, not right now. You know, life-changing information. Not right now. Not right now. I'm busy. I'm busy. I have to do these things. I'm busy. Not right now. I'm not ready to receive this information right now. It's too overwhelming. It's too much. It's a lot. So then you go off and go back to that life. You know, there's a reason why you're stagnant, and there's a reason why you're in the same place. Again, accepting the low-hanging fruit, what I said in the beginning, means that you have accepted what is easy. You have accepted what is low quality. You have accepted what is lingering around, ready to just be taken, right? You have to work for things, fam. Work for things. Work for things that will increase the quality of your life. And if you don't want to work, then you're not going to have it. If you want quality people in your life, you have to work to be part of those circles. If you want to have higher quality food, you have to work on yourself, or you have to put in a bit more effort, a bit more effort to get that food, right? To get the, instead of getting the low hanging fruit and getting to the high hanging fruit, right? That's all the way on top of the tree. That's getting the most sun. That's away from all the bugs and the flies and the low end people touching it. You know, there's people on the bottom accepting the mold. They pick an apple. Oh, it's a bit mold, but if I eat around it, that's their philosophy. But then there's you, someone who is serious, climbing the tree. You got to put in effort to climb the tree. If you're not fit enough to climb the tree, then you find other ways to knock it down. How can I reach the top of this tree to grab the fruit that is the most fresh? The fruit that is the most nutritious. The fruit that's there available for me at all times. But I'm choosing to settle. Imagine that, choosing to settle when there's so much available for you. Choosing to settle for that guy. Choosing to settle for that girl. Choosing to settle for that job. Choosing to settle for the amount of money you make in your business. Choosing to settle the quality that you put out, the quality of your work, the quality of your work. You're just choosing to settle, doing the bare minimum. Can you imagine that when you have access, right? You have access. You can climb the tree. You have access. You can change your environment. You can change the quality of your relationships. You could change your perspective. You could change your priority. Imagine that. Wow, that's always there, available for you. But when you don't want it, man, you're fighting hard to stay the same. And that's a hard life, man. That's a hard life. Forever problems. Because you're just prioritizing, if I can just make it to the end of the day, if I can just make it to the next day, I'm breathing. It's like, man, that's a poor, broke-minded mentality. And if you're not going to make any changes in your life, then life will change you. It's going to change anyway, right? Life is going to do whatever it wants to you. And because you're avoiding what you need to do, you're not prepared at all. You're not prepared to handle anything that comes your way because we're not doing it every day. We're not doing the work every day. Then there's no confusion, man. There's no confusion. Of course, it feels like every little thing is inconvenient. When you're unprepared, everything is inconvenient. When you're choosing not to make the decision that you need to make, it is very inconvenient. Things start to fall off. Everything's very flimsy. Everything's very limited. Everything is temporary. Everything is limited time only because you're refusing to make the decision you know you need to make. You're holding on to things that you know you shouldn't hold on to. You're allowing, you know, the temporary feeling of loneliness to consume you so much, so you just allow yourself to hang out with anybody and give your attention to anyone. I hope people see me, because this void is so strong that I just hope people talk to me. I hope people see me. Instead of filling it up with something much more meaningful. Instead of filling it up by addressing those problems in the mind, right? Looking at your life and not settling. taking three steps back and saying, you know what, man, let me take these real steps back, taking a deep breath and just looking at your life for where it is and where it's at, and start addressing each and every single layer, one by one. And when you do that, fam, there's clarity. When you do that, there's energy. When you do that, there's awareness. There's a breath of fresh air. And now it's going to take a lot more than just wind to knock off your empire. Because now you're just prepared. Now you're ready for whatever comes your way. You're ready. Because you trust yourself when you jump into the unknown. You made the right decision.